When I looked out of the bedroom window after he left, there was no sign of Gabby outside. The guilt I felt in that moment was huge, but the fear was overwhelming. Fear of him never forgiving me if something ever happened to her. I did all the things people do when children disappear. I looked for her in all her usual hiding places. I didn't want to worry Harrison until I had to, until I was sure. So he was already back in his office by the time I called to say Gabriella was missing. It was Harry who called the police. He told me to stay calm, and that help was on the way. My husband's always been able to keep his head in a crisis. The sky was dark, and it was raining. I stared out of the window, watching, wishing, waiting. Big, fat raindrops streamed on the glass like tears. But I didn't weep. I sat, and I worried, and I waited for the police to arrive. Afterward, everyone said that I wasn't to blame, that it could have happened to anyone, that it was an accident. But I have always blamed myself for what happened to Gabriella that day. It was my job to keep her safe, and I didn't. I heard the screaming siren of a police car in the distance. It got louder and closer so fast. Then I heard the sound of screeching brakes. I ran out to the front of the house, but it was almost impossible to see anything. The rain was so hard it seemed to be falling up as well as down, bouncing off the ground. The police car had stopped on the street almost right outside, but at a strange angle. The siren was still wailing, and its blue light continued to flash, causing a series of blue reflections on the black, rain-covered road. I saw the bike first. It had become a twisted, flattened metal shape beneath the car's front tires. I stopped and stared, unable to process what I was seeing, my eyes searching for her. Then the tears started streaming down my face with the rain when I recognized the little pink mittens I had knitted. I saw Gabriella lying on the road. She looked so small and still and broken. Then I heard someone scream and realized it was me.